The active storm track is shifting away from the northeast for at least a few days, so that means there are no significant storms in the forecast through at least Saturday. What's not changing is the cold. The chilly weather will carry on through the end of the week, into the weekend, and very likely right into the first part of next week. So there is no major warm-ups in sight or anything close. It is chilly out there now, and temperatures tonight will drop back into the single digits and teens. A disturbance will approach from the west, so I'm expecting a mostly cloudy night, and there's also the chance for a few flurries or snow showers, and there's even the possibility of a little round of light snow south of I-90, and more likely in areas near and south of I-84. That could leave a dusting to an inch of snow in some spots, so plan for the potential for some slippery areas first thing in the morning. A big area of Arctic high pressure is building across central Canada. That's forcing bitter cold into the nation's midsection. I'm not expecting the core of the cold to make it here to the northeast, but an extension of that area of high pressure will come across eastern Canada into the northeast, and this whole area of high pressure will help to suppress the storm track to the south over the next couple of days. So there is going to be a series of storms across portions of the east coast, but those storms will stay far enough south to not bring us any significant winter weather, though a few flurries will be possible at times. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 20s. Highs will be in the teens in the mountains. It'll be a little bit breezier than today, so the wind chill will be a factor all day long. Temperatures tomorrow night will drop into the single digits above and below zero, so it is going to be a cold start to the day on Friday, and the afternoon will be cold as well. I expect highs in the teens to low 20s will be near 20 or so in the capital region. There's the chance for a couple of flurries on Friday, but that's not going to be a big deal. And highs on Saturday, again, will be in the teens to low 20s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a few snow showers, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cold, highs in the 20s for most, teens in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with some snow showers, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cold, highs in the 20s for most, and the teens in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some light snow overnight, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a few scattered snow showers, cold, lows in the teens, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries, cold, highs in the teens to low 20s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy and continued cold, with highs in the teens to low 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.